Yep, I'm Christ. That's me, Paul H. Christ. I'm Paul H. Christ. Yes, sirree. That's not what they come saying. They come saying, I come in the name of Jesus. Jesus is, and they don't say, I come in the name of Jesus even. But that's what they say. Jesus is Lord. That's coming in the name of Jesus. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Jesus is the Lord. They're right there. Jesus is the Christ. There are many who come saying, He is the Christ, and they deceive many. Well, Paul and John, he says that any spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Well, no, that wasn't what it says is, any spirit that does not confess Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Any spirit that confesses that he is the same as of God. The point is, all you're testing is that one spirit. Then anyone who says Jesus is not flesh and blood is Antichrist. They're not of God. And if they say he is come in the flesh and blood, because there were those who, the Gnostics, who denied Christ was even a flesh and blood person. He was saying that is Antichrist. But that's not the only way you tell an Antichrist. You know, he wasn't saying, this is it, right here. Here's your key. This, just, will they confess? I remember, you know, it's like you should go up to people and say, hey, is Jesus come in the flesh? Well, sure. Oh, you're of God. No, no, no. It's in contrast to those who deny. The spirit that denies Jesus has come in the flesh is an Antichrist spirit. And the spirit that affirms that Jesus is come in the flesh is of God. But that does not say that, now what if the person says Jesus has come in the flesh, but he isn't God? Is that of God? You decide. What about the spirit that says Jesus has come in the flesh, but he was really a woman? I'm just saying, it's not just like you can just say anything after that. It's what it is on that point, he wanted to make a distinction. Do you understand what I'm saying? On that point, John the Apostle wanted to make, I'm speaking of the first epistle of John, I believe it's one of the epistles of John anyways, where he talks about the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit that confesses it, it might have been the second one, but the spirit that confesses this, that he has not come in the flesh, is denying that he was fully human. That's one way. If someone denies he is human, that's Antichrist. There are a lot of other things people can do to show themselves to be Antichrist. But that was one in particular that John had he especially wanted to call it out. He especially wanted to address it. Think of it in terms of a litmus test. And you have a line of things that you check off. And basically, to fail any one of these tests is to be Antichrist. Is Jesus Christ come in the flesh? If you answer false to any of these questions, you're not of God. You know, that's the kind of thing. It's like, well, if they say that, they're not of God. If they say yes, well, that's of God. But then go on and ask the other questions. What are the other questions? That begs the question. As I said, there are many questions. There are many things. And it's only by exercising ourselves in the scriptures that we're really able to discern. Because it is sometimes a subtle, subtle game they play. They certainly pervert God's word. They handle it deceitfully. And it's not easy necessarily to nail them down. But I find that there are certain things that they do. And it's a question of, do they answer yes to any of these questions? Then they're Antichrist spirits. You know, it's like anything. If you answered yes to any of these questions, skip to question 19. You know, are you a felon? Have you committed a crime of this? Have you ever been diagnosed with a mental illness? I'm thinking of all the questions they ask you when you want to get your gun license. your FOID card in the state of Illinois. You want to own a gun, you got to have a FOID card. So they ask you questions. Do you have a history of mental illness? Have you been convicted of a felony? Have you this, that, the other? All these things. And if you answer any of those questions in the affirmative, any one of them, you're disqualified. But just because you answered one of them doesn't mean you qualify. I hope I don't want to hammer it to death, but I feel like it's important to understand. Just because they confessed Jesus has come in the flesh, well, they passed that test. But there are other things that they can hold to be heresy. Don't be overly simplistic. That's not what John intended. He trusted you and used the Spirit of God and the wisdom which comes from above when you rightly divide the Word of God. Do so. Look at the time draws near. Don't go after them. They're always drawing you. They're always there. There are so many deceivers. Most people live Christian life as if there are hardly, you know, cults, yeah. Oh, the Jehovah's Witnesses. Oh, the LDS, Latter-day Saints. Oh, this group, that group. UBF, I know who they are. Shepherd's Chapel. Oh, those groups. Yeah, those, we know about those groups. Lutherans. Oh, what do you mean Lutheran? Oh, Catholics. Well, we know about them. Presbyterians. Episcopals, Baptists, oh, Baptists, big time deceivers, Adventists, big time deceivers, Pentecostals, big time, Calvinists, you too, among them, I'm not saying everyone in each group, it's kind of like it says in the seven churches. You have a few names in Sardis that have not defiled their garments. They shall walk with me in white. The group structure itself is conducive to deceit. That the earthly structure of the earthly churches, it's not of God. It's not heaven. They're organizations, basically, systemize deceit. It turns deceit into a systematic formula of manipulating people. You know, people who are in the, you know, organization, you know, are they really people who are, let me put it this way. If these things worked, then why do we have so many churches ordaining homosexuals? Why do we have churches doing things, all kinds of things they shouldn't be doing?